second parak begins with the following. Let's see. A mitzvah in the kaddish bo b'shlucho, ishu miskadeshes bo b'shlucho, ishu miskadeshes b'shlucho, ishu miskadeshes b'shlucho, ishu miskadeshes b'shlucho. A man can be kaddish himself and with his shliach. A woman can be miskadeshes with her shliach, herself and her shliach. A man can be kaddish his daughter, which is a nara, and also with the shliach. Rashi points out the Gemara will learn out a mocker. Ishu miskadeshes bo b'shlucho, the Gemara yolef lo. The Gemara learns out a mocker. If you don't understand something, Donnie, raise your hand, okay? Ask me. Is she nara? The koshkin, is she ktana? Of course, if she's a ktana, less than 12. There are three ages for a girl. Below the age of 12 is a ktana. 12 to 12 and a half is a nara. 12 and a half is a bogeris. So if you give a kabbal kedushin, when she's a nara, koshkin, when she's younger, is she nara? The koshkin, is she ktana? Kibbal kedushin, seven kedushin. By the nakin nara, ura parash. The reason why it says nara, because the Mishnah is teaching the Derech Eretz. Usually it's not the Derech of a father to marry off a girl less than 12. The Ketana L'Kachiv Lo to the first Gemara. Not only that, the Gemara even has it to the Nisr. It's not right to marry her off when she's so small. But she doesn't really, you know, have a choice in the sense. She knows what's going on. So not only is it the Mishnah is teaching the Derech Eretz, it's not the right thing to do to marry her off when she's a Ketana. Okay? That's why it teaches Nara. If you did, it's good, though. There's no doubt. Don't get me wrong. If you did, it's certainly good. So let's see the Gemara. So Gemara says, Gemara's asked the first kasha. Hashtu mishlucho, the kaddish bo mi boy. If you give a kaddish with an agent, how much more so should it be obvious you should be the kaddisher yourself? Hashtu mishlucho, the kaddish bo mi boy. Why does the mission need to teach both? If you can Mekadosh with an agent, certainly you can Mekadosh it yourself. That's the kasha. So the Gemara gives the following answer. Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yosur mibishlucho. It's a mitzvah that you Mekadosh yourself more than your shliach. Now obviously, we're talking about kesef and shtar. There are three ways to Mekadosh a woman. The Mishnah dot beis, kesef and shtar obiyah. You cannot appoint a shliach to do biyah. Okay? So we're talking about kesef and shtar. Because anything that Tosfos Rid writes on the next daf, or then Memal from the base, and anything that is a mitzvah of gufo, the Gemara has, actually Tosfos Rid has, you cannot do with a shliach. So obviously, be is with your own body, so you can't appoint a shliach to do that for you. Okay? So kesef and shtar can be done through a shliach. So kesef and shtar can be done through a shliach, so even though you can do it through a shliach, there's more of a mitzvah than if you do it yourself. The Gemara brings a comparison, interesting comparison between Kedushin and Shabbos, which we have to talk about. He had the Rav Safra. Rav Safra was Machrek Reisha. For purposes of Kavod Shabbos, he used to take, singe the head of the Behemah for Kavod Shabbos. He would do it himself. Rava Malach, Shibut, and Rava would salt the fish himself. They wouldn't shell it out to a shliach. So just like there's a mitzvah upon the Mekadosh, the husband to Mekadosh himself, and he doesn't send a shliach to do it for Kesef Shtar, so do by Kavod Shabbos. That's the first teretz in the Gemara to answer up why it says bo b'shlucho. Let's see the second teretz. The second teretz of the Gemara is as follows. Gemara says, Pika Damri, there's another shot. The hall. The reason why the Mishnah says bo b'shlucho is as follows. Pika Damri, it says the following. Ibaha isurin nami isbo. Not only is there a mitzvah that he should do it himself, but there's an iser. Ikedami b'hoi surinami isbo. Ken rabino marab, dam rabino marab, asalam shikaj yisishat shirenim. It's asur the kajunot to yisir. Shami yirabo, you'll see her. Dam rabaguna, something ugly in her. He's got a love, you'll be disgusted with her. Barachmona, 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 and the Torah says, "Vafkalerech kamocha," you're gonna mess up her life by divorcing her, right? In fact, the Rabbi Yosef Engel asks Akasha here. He says, "Why does the Gemara not quote the puzzle lotisna sachicha do ba'echa, which is much more of a stringent law?" Plus the fact, Lamaisa, the Gemara in the Tosefta in Sota Perakei says, "A woman who marries a man who marries a woman that's not fitting for him." You're over lotisna sachicha b'levavecha. And you're over v'afalerecha kamocha. And not only that, you're over tumab lo sikom lo titor. You're also over v'chai achechi imach. Because you're going to mavata purv, you're going to hate her. You're going to take a vengeance with her. and you're not going to give her mazonos, and she's going to starve. And they give a vat l'ona. So it's a kashi. He leaves it to the Saranim. Why then we're only quoted the din of a haftal red kalof?
I thought because this is just an attraction issue. No? This isn't like a sinna issue. This is an attraction issue.
Yeah, but it's going to lead to your hating her, l'maisa. And the haftal red kamoch is the fact that you're going to be disgusted with her and end up divorcing her and ruining her life. Doing those things to her genders more yisurim. You're going to hate her. You're going to have tira, nakama. You're not going to feed her properly. You're not going to be mevapa ona. So he leaves it to the Sarachim. The Gemara could have asked many more psukim. You follow me, Daniel? Yeah? He asked such a kasha. Okay. You and Daniel, yes? Daniel? Daniel, no. You got it? Daniel's good enough? Okay, so that's the kasha. Why did the Gemara give other threes? Oh. So what's the other answer? Why did the Gemara quote other psukim? Okay, it's Sarachim. Well, what's the Gemara's second teretz? Second teretz is the reason why it says Baal is to tell me that you usually sleep here over Nisr. Because presumably Baal includes a case where you haven't seen her. Because you can Mekadosh a woman through a shliach where you've seen her before, right? But it also can include a case where you haven't seen her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you're Mekadosh through shlichas, by definition, you're not seeing her. But it could be you recognize her from before a few months ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. We have time in Tysus. But it's certainly opening the door to say that, in fact, you didn't see her. So the Gemara's second terence is, the first terence of Gemara Dani was what? Was that the reason why it said Bob Shluf was to tell me that what? There's a mitzvah of Yosef Shluf. Even though you can do it through Shluf, this word of mitzvah, you do it yourself, yes? What's the second terence of Gemara? That there's an isser if you do it through what? Through a Shluf. It works, don't get me wrong. It doesn't become a mitzvah of Bob Aver. There are certain things, if you do a Kenyan, it works, but it's usser. You do a Kenyan on Shabbos, right? You discuss the Kilter, why don't you see him in Lomahani? But the Pashup Shot, it works, right? Did you do an Isser? Yes. You're not allowed to do a Kinyan on Shabbos. It doesn't break. You don't always say Mitzvah Baba Vera. We don't say Mitzvah Baba Vera all the time. If you do an Isser Rabbanan on Mitzvah Yeraisa, Halacha Lamaisa, you know, if you did, let's say, a Mitzvah of Kedushin on Shabbos, it's still good, right? The Xayr of not doing a Kinyan on Shabbos doesn't stop you from saying what? Doesn't make it a mitzvah baba veru.
The Kenyan's chal, but I don't think there's right, a chalos mitzvah chal also?
No, maybe not the mitzvah, that's true, maybe not the mitzvah, but the bottom line is the Kenyan is chal. Maybe you will say mitzvah baba veru. You're right, maybe you will say mitzvah baba veru. You probably will say mitzvah baba veru, but the Kenyan is chal. See, the Kedusha is a Kenyan and a mitzvah too at the same time. You might not get the mitzvah, but it's a Kenyan, then he'll say good. That's correct. So the Gemara is giving two terutzim. Either it's because it's teaching a mitzvah shabu, or it's teaching a mitzvah nisr. Now let's just finish that up. So what do you do with Rav Yosef's statement then? The chiyat mar Rav Yosef. So what is Rav Yosef's statement that he said mitzvah Yosef Yisufa talking about? He's talking about something else completely. A seifet mar. He's talking about the seifa. What's the seifa? Aisha miskadesh is baal mishlucha. Ashtu mishlucha mikadesh baal miboy. She can do it to a shlicha kabbalah. But there are three types of shlichah. Shlichah Allah representing the man, shlichah Kabbalah representing the woman. And then according to Rabbeinu Chananel, there's a shlichah Hava, which the Rambam has, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a shlichah Kabbalah Tanai. That the shlichah Kabbalah accepts it, but it's not chal until she actually brings it. Okay? So there's three types of shlichah Lamaisa. But what does Gemara say? I'm Rav Yosef, she mitzvah ba, yom mishlichah. He had Rav Yosef Makhra, she had Rav Yosef Makhra, Abba Beha. In this case, Yisru Leislam ba. But in this case, Yisurin Leislamo. What is Yisurin Leislamo involved? Get her a shluggish number, a shluggish top of Mesa, Tandu, the Mesa of Armalu. You know what? She doesn't care if she doesn't see the guy before she gets married, because a woman would rather be married than single. So even though he doesn't turn out to be such a good guy, she'd rather be married than single. And therefore, Halakhla Mesa, it's utter for her to have a husband than to be alone, and therefore there's no Isser. So according to the second day in the Gemara, the reason why it said Bob Shluch was to teach me what? That there's an Isser and a Kaddisher what? Without seeing. Yes? There's an Isser and a Kaddisher without seeing. What's that's the second Teretz Gemara. Where does it go? So talking about someone on the woman. Why is it talking about on the woman? Why is it talking about on the woman? Chiyat Mar Rav Yosef, because why? Why is he talking about on the woman? The Mishnah that says Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho, the time the Mishnah is Mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho, there's no Isser B'davar, right? Rav Yosef is, what was Rav Yosef B'chadish? Rav Yosef said mitzvah yom shlugah where there's no iser. He wasn't about the reish, not about the seifa, where there is no iser. A woman can get married without seeing the man, from the woman's perspective. But there's a mitzvah that she should do it herself and not what? And not what? Do it through a shliach. You follow me? Despite that, there's a mitzvah that she should do it herself without a shliach. But this doesn't engender an iser. You follow me? The first teretz of the Gemara says, no, there's a mitzvah on its own, even on the man. Even without an iser. The Gemara jumps and says, no, there's an iser. There's an iser. So we want to come up with a chiddush of Yosef. The Rav Yosef said mitzvah Yosef over where there is no iser. You follow what I'm saying? You have that in the second teretz of the Gemara.
There's no.
Yeah, go ahead.
But she's not mechuyev.
What'd you say?
There's a mitzvah for her to get married?
So we have to talk about that. So when I get the pshat though in the Gemara, you know what I'm saying? In the pshat in the Gemara, there's a lot we have to talk about here. But I'm saying that in the technicality of the first 2 days of the Gemara, the first day in the Gemara just says mitzvah b'yotz v'shlucho straight up, right? But that first day in the Gemara holds it known as certain. I'm just wondering. No. What do you think? You know what I'm saying? What, the first day in the Gemara did not hold the Rebuto Marav?
I think we're going within the Yigadam, right? Yeah.
Right, the Gemara quotes that. I'm saying, does the first day in the Gemara deny that? That there's no Isser? Does the first day in the Gemara argue and say there's no Isser at all? That's what I'm wondering. You hear what I'm saying?
Maybe because of Tam L'Mesav Dandu and L'Mesav Armelo, maybe that overrides the Viafler Kamocha element. Meaning, maybe the first Mandalmar would say that she won't mind. She doesn't care that he's going to end up hating her because he'd rather.
Yeah. This is for the man.
Maybe it's not. Because maybe there's no issue with Viafler Kamocha because if she wants to be married, she doesn't care who she's marrying. So then there's no issue with Viafler Kamocha. That's me. I mean, v'avdelecha kamocha is about the way the person's going to receive it. So, if the person's going to receive...
So, you mean, Tav of Armel is so strong...
Yeah.
You mean that the woman will be okay no matter what?
So, then, if there's no...
Even if you end up hating her, she'll take it.
Maybe.
And therefore, the first day in the Gemara argues that you're going to rob and maybe. Says there's no history of a kasha you're not seeing.
I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying? What does the first teretz of the Gemara hold? Why, first teretz of the Gemara doesn't hold of this din? Of that it's usher to marry a woman until you see her? That's what I'm bothered by. You know what I'm saying? What's the Nekudas of Machlaist in the 2 days of the Gemara? The 2 days of the Gemara here. So the Nadia wants to say maybe there's no Isser at all because St. Thomas and Tom is so strong that no matter what it is, so you won't be over any of these Yisurim. Okay? Something to think about. Do you understand what I'm saying, Donnie? Right, we had a kasha in the Gemara. We had two terutzim in the Gemara. Right, what are the two terutzim again?
Better to debate yourself than to
rush. Excellent, and that's why it said Paul. What's the second terutz?
That the teacher's better so that you have to see her before you.
So why does it say Paul?
Because
you have to see her. Right. So what is Rav Yosef talking about when he said mitzvah b'yotz v'shlucho? He's talking about what? He's talking about a case where there's no, from the woman's perspective, the woman can do a shliach, where there's no iser for her to get married without seeing the guy first, but despite that, there's a mitzvah for her to what? Right. I'm just wondering, maybe it has to depend upon when Rav Yosef said, a chiddush mitzvah yom shlucho, you see, is there a chiddush of a mitzvah that he's saying, despite the fact. See, it seems from the Gemara, if there's an Isser, then there's no... The statement makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? There's no meaning of mitzvah yoshuduch if there's an Isser of you doing it, not yourself.
Unless you say there's two elements. What do you mean?
There's two elements. That was bothering the second teretz in the Gemara. You know what I mean? Second teretz in the Gemara said if there's an Isser anyway...
Yeah, meaning maybe...
And there also must be talking about something else.
Rebbe wants to say that the first Manda Amar would say that I feel in Tim Salomar there's an Isser,
right.
There's still an added element
that's what I was
of doing
saying,
yourself.
Right. And the second day was saying, well, that's
that
lack of a better word, that's like stupid. Stupidity.
Two sides of the same
coin. Yeah, I mean, if there's an Isser, why would you say there's a mitzvah? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like the Shiloh by Birkus Nenin. No.
What Shiloh?
You know, the Shiloh is a matar, is in a mitzvah, right? So in other words, maybe that's the nekuda. You could say a shtickle. Maybe you could say it's a shtickle. In other words, do you say that kind of like birkas nen and say brach on food? Is that a matter or is it a mitzvah to say a brach on food? Because it's an isser mila to me to drink without saying a brach, right? So you say it's a matter, like a matter is you, or it's more than it's a mitzvah. You know what I mean? So maybe what you could suggest is that Lamaisa, the second day of the Gemara said it's so.
It reminds me of Rabbeinu Chaim Ksuba's Kofiut, that right. There's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because that's what Tosa starts with. But then Rabbeinu right. Chaim says because since we don't
have
the Trumas Maisers, then therefore right. there's not even a plus in going to Eretz Yisrael because you're going to end up doing too many Yisurim.
Right.
So it's kind of like the same thing. Meaning it's the opposite here. Here we're saying that no, even if you're going to end up doing an Isur, there's still a Mila. There's a potential Mila. Meaning Rabbeinu Chaim is clearly saying that
right.
there's no.
I'm saying though, maybe you could just say, is it an Isser, or is there an Isser and a Mitzvah?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Second day it says it's only.
Rabbeinu Chaim is basically saying that's an example where
right.
he would say that once there's an Isser, then there's no Mitzvah. But Rabbi's saying that you could see from our Gemara that there is such thing as you could have something that's both an Isser and a Mitzvah at the same time.
Right, I'm saying the Isser is...
Meaning the other Rishon would say, I feel into Mizalom, you're going to violate the Isserim of Mitzvahs of Tlulis Ba'aretz.
Right, but I'm saying, I don't know if you have to even go to that too, but why can't you just say simple and say, is the Isser Novan from the Mitzvah, is it only just an Isser? So I'm saying the first day of the Gemara says it's a Mitzvah, the second day of the Gemara says it's only an Isser, that's it. You know what I mean? That's what I would say. But it's hard for me to say that the first day it denies this whole din of Yudam Arav. You know what I mean? Based on all this psukim. So I would say that din of usher the Kaddish a woman until you see her, does that set up, the way we want to say it is that, does that set up only an Isser? Or does that set up even a mitzvah? And the first day in the Gemara says it sets up a mitzvah. The second day in the Gemara says it's only a what? It's only an Isser, and that's it. Kind of like that bracha by Birkas Nen, it's only a matter. You understand what I'm saying? There's no markers here. You can call something a mitzvah or a matter. Oh, thank you very much. You can call something a mitzvah or a matter, Don. Okay? When you say a bracha, is it a mitzvah or is it a matter? That's what I'm suggesting. You understand what I'm saying? There's an isser of me'ila to drink that without a shahakal. So is it a mitzvah specific sin, or is it simply mattering it? So that's what I'm saying here. To mekadesh a woman, lemaisa, without seeing her, that's usher to do. But does that also set up a mitzvah that you should do it more than doing your shliach because you'll be able to see her? You understand what I'm saying? That's what I like to suggest, okay? Those are the two days of the Gemara. You follow me? You got it? You got to think to yourself, what's the two days of the Gemara? Okay. So let's take this vibe. There's a lot we got to see now. Before you go to the Lomas, you got to understand the Gemara, okay? So that's what I'm trying to syncretize and crystallize. Those with the two days and one of the five fighting about. Whether it's a matter or whether it's a mitzvah. I believe the first day holds it's a mitzvah. Second day it just says isser, and in order to do, you got to do it yourself, the matter. Okay. Now the Gemara calls this a mitzvah. Now what does this mean? Let's get this. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah or is it not? Let's get this down. Is Kiddushin a mitzvah or is it not? So, the Gemara seems to say very clearly, it says mitzvah b'yos b'shlufo. And Kiddushin is certainly a mitzvah. The Rambam in Hilchos Yishus, Perek Alpha Machabeis, writes, L'kuchen elu mitzvahs esi shel Torah. The Rambam writes black on white that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get married. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Reish Yud Beis, writes, and Reish Yud Beis is Puruvu, and the very next one, Reish Yud Gimel, is the Kiddushin of Kiyikah, is a mitzvah. So you see the Rambam divorces it from Puruvu. You can have an 85-year-old man as a mitzvah for him to get married, even though he can't procreate. You follow me? It's an independent mitzvah. Where's the Rambam Walker and Shas? This Gemara. It says, Mitzvah Bo Yotzum and Mishlufo. It identifies it as a mitzvah. The Rambam holds that chloral. Therefore, the Rambam writes in the Chashishu Spirit, Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel, that you should say a bracha of Birkas Erison before the Kiddushin. because there is a cloud of mitzvah kol brachos kulo davar mabarak alein over lasiyasa. You should say the bracha before the action. So according to the Rambam, Perek Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel, I gave you the Dinamar Makaymis. Here you are, Daniel. Is that what? Is that what you got one? Oh, that there's a mitzvah to what? There's a bracha mitzvah. There is a mitzvah. You say the biggest erisah before the Kedushin. Okay? Halacha Lavaisa. And the Chinuch says the same thing. This is Tuf Kuf Nun Beis. So there is no doubt that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to get married, and it's really divorced from the din of Puruvu. And you'll ask him where he got it from. The Gemara calls it a mitzvah. Okay. The Gemara calls it a mitzvah. The Rosh, however, in Tzubis is quoted as saying in Dav Zayin, even though Rav Tversky Shlita thought not that way, he thought that the Rosh, but let's say overall we normally, the yeshivas, they quote the Rosh, that Kedushin is not a mitzvah, Dani, but it is a chitimsa to fulfill the mitzvah purvu. You know what Echidimsa means? It is a way, a vehicle, in order to fulfill this approval. By getting married, it's a way to, get to the mitzvah of being fruitful and multiplying. And therefore, he points out that the bracha of Birkas Eris is not a Birkas HaMitzvah, but it's a Birkas Shevach. You don't say Asher Kitshanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu like other Birkas HaMitzvahs. Okay? So the Pashup Shad is, the Rav Tversky I once heard from him, he wanted to say that if you look at the Rosh, it says Mitzvah is Zu. So he thought the Rosh also held it as a Mitzvah. He's just trying to say that the Brach is a Birkas Shevach Lo'odah. But it is a Mitzvah. In the Yeshivas, the way it's set over, that's the way we'll present it, is that the Rosh held it was not a mitzvah. Kedushin is not a mitzvah. It is a vehicle, Dani, to get to Puruvu. You got it? And therefore, he says, that's why it's not a standard bracha, it's a mitzvah, it's a birka shavah vodah. Because what you're doing is not a mitzvah. Now, the problem is, why is that different than shechita? What's shechita? There's no chiyuv in shechita to eat. There's no chiyuv to eat meat. Don't eat meat. Eat cheese. Right? Nevertheless, if you want a shechita, there's a bracha. There's a mitzvah. You see, Yishal HaShechita, you see, because of mitzvah. So do Puruvu Lamaisa. You should have to Hakanami. Shouldn't earn a Makai and Puruvu, you have to Makadish woman. So that should be called a mitzvah. I mean, how else do you have a child unless you're married? So what's the answer? The answer is, let's get this rush, is that when it comes to what? You cannot eat meat unless you shech. You can't, C-A-N, fulfill Puruvu without getting married. How do you do that? With a Pilegish. What's a Pilegish? A concubine. The definition of a concubine, simplest written in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, is a woman without a Kedushin and without a Ksuba. Without a Kedushin, without a Ksuba. Okay? So Dani, it is possible to have kids. It is possible to fulfill mitzvah peru without being married. Pilegish, the word pilegish. Pilegish is a concubine. Pilegish. So since pilegish exists, I got like 50 markers in my office and everything, and my home, but I don't have them here. So the pilegish. So the Rosh says you see from here, plus the fact he says the Torah says v'zavach v'achal v'ashkita it's a lashon sivui. But here it says Kika. It doesn't say to me when you take her. So according to the Rosh, let's get it. The Rosh holds that Pashut Shat Kedushin is not a mitzvah. It is a chitimsah, a vehicle to get the Puruvu. The Gemara here is like who? The Rambam. It says mitzvah. No. Rishonim can't go against the Gemara. What's the Rosh going to be backed up with? So there is a Gemara in Moikotam. Gemara Moikotam in Daf Yuches. Moikotam Daf Yuches writes Beferish. Gemara says that Kedushin is not a mitzvah. Gemara says you're not allowed to get married, you're not allowed to have Kedushin on Kol HaMoed. Ein Marvin Simcha the Simcha. I'm sorry. The Gemara says in Moed Kavna Daven Chesam and Beis, you're allowed to have Erisin and Cholomoy. Someone else might take her. Someone else might chop her from you. So the Gemara has a line like this. Lo Meboy cover. Lo Meboy, Lo Aris, Lo Kavna Mitzvah, Afilu Lisa, Nami to Kavna Mitzvah, Aser. So the Gemara says black and white. Lo Aris, Lo Kavna Mitzvah. Gemara Moed Kavna Daven Chesam and Beis says that Erisun and Kiddushin are synonymous, is not a mitzvah. Therefore, you're allowed to call a boy. Because someone else might take her. Nisuin, Allah Kalamayis, is usher because you're doing a mitzvah. But Erisun is okay. And the Gemara says Erisun is not a mitzvah. So the rush is backed up by what, Dani? What's the machleik the Ram in the rush? Whether what? Excellent. I'm proud of you. Very good. So according to the Rosh, according to the Rambam, it is. According to the Rosh, it is what? And which Gemara supports the Rambam? Our Gemara. Excellent. Which Gemara supports the Rosh? Excellent. I'm proud of you. Excellent. Daniel also wanted to point out in Seder, he felt that he thought there was another Gemara in Shas, on Lamed Vav Lamed Beis in Beya, that also seems to say that Mishnah says you're not allowed to have Kiddushin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara says, "Vav mitzvah kav, you're doing a mitzvah." The Gemara says, "No, lo tzrichlis liyishu banim." No, it's not a mitzvah where you have kids already. So Daniel wanted to say, when the Gemara gives that answer, Gemara is saying it's not a mitzvah. Lomai, I see.
It's not an independent mitzvah.
Well,
it's not an independent mitzvah. It's a rabbi for Rabbi Tursky. It's a rabbi for Rabbi Tursky.
In the Havamina, it was a mitzvah. In the Maskana,
no, it's
difficult.
It's a rabbi for Rabbi
Tursky. What you're saying is not right.
It's a riot for Rabbi Tursky.
No.
That even the Rosh assumes that it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah, it's a two-part mitzvah. Wait, why didn't the Gemara just say that Yesh lo Isha? He already was time as mitzvah kiddushin. He says no, Yesh lo Isha ubanim.
Yeah, the Kosher Shad in mitzvah zu is
Yesh lo Isha ubanim.
It's not a mitzvah Kosher Shad. Maybe it means a hechsher mitzvah. According to the Rosh, how do you read the Gemara? It's a hechsher.
Hechsher mitzvah is also.
Yeah, it's a hechsher mitzvah.
Okay.
I don't know. He said
mitzvah in Shas doesn't always mean one of the 613.
The Rosh does say mitzvah zu were first given. Let's go with the standard mouth. But what I'm saying to you in the Gemara and Beya, I think it's hard to say what you're saying, because more so the mitzvah, more so Yishu Banim. So when it's Yishu Banim,
so
Mekadosh another woman.
Yeah, you would have thought that there's a mitzvah to marry her because you need to have Peruvu, right. So Kamash Malon, she already has, right. You already have kids.
But according to the Rosh, no mice.
That's a right. Right.
I'm saying the Maskanas of Gemara.
That's a right for the Rosh.
Saying the Havamim was like the Rambam, okay? The Havamim is like the Rambam, yeah. You're saying? And the Maskana is that, no, it's a fulfillment of Purbu, it's not. Okay? I retract what I said. I think Daniel's right. The Havamim is like the Rambam, the Kiddush of the Mitzvah, right? What did the Gemara say in Vayner? Not a lot of Kiddush on Shabbos, no. The Gemara says, why not? It's a Mitzvah. The Gemara says, my history has a wife and kids. So you already fulfilled Purbu. You see what I'm saying? Gemara in Beya, Beit Sataf, Lamed Vavim, and Beis, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, Lo Mekachin, Vav Mitzvah Kovid, Vav Mitzvah Kovid, you're doing a mitzvah, why they call it Rishus? So the Gemara answers, Lo Tzri Lis Li Yishu Bonin. Talking about a case, we already have kids. But let's say you have no kids. Is it a mitzvah?
It's not me yet.
Yeah, but according to the Rosh, it never is. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's a riot for the Rosh.
Why?
What's Gemara's answer?
I thought that's...
According to Maskana Gemara, she has no issues, he has no kids. Is it a mitzvah or not?
According to the Pashas of the... When Rebbe...
The Rosh says it's no mitzvah.
When we saw the Rosh inside, when we did Ksubas with Rebbe, Rebbe thought for sure that the Rosh thinks it's a mitzvah, Kolzman, you haven't fulfilled Peruvu.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you, it might be like a Heksher Lomaisa. The Rush does say
no, I don't think the Rush would divorce Kiddushin and Peruvu, meaning the Gemara clearly is not divorcing
that. The Rush is that it's not a mitzvah. Let's go with the standard presentation, not like what we said, mitzvah suit. Not like that view. It didn't mean it, the Rush. I'm just saying that Maskanas and Gemara is an issue of one, when I'm asking you, what happens if she has no kids? It is a mitzvah in the Gemara.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah,
but according to the
because
Rosh,
because there's no kid because there's
according
no
to
kids.
Rosh, I'm saying it's never a mitzvah.
Not if that's not true. If you don't have kids, if you don't have kids, there's a mitzvah of kiddushin.
Okay, so you're saying it's a kiyum. You mean?
Yeah,
it's like a kiyum. Okay, could be. It's a kiyum. Maybe that's what it means to be mitzvah zoo. So you have the presentation of Shiva, it's not a mitzvah at all. You have the presentation of a Tversky that cleanses the mitzvah, and then you have the middle presentation that you're saying that it's a kiyum, you mean.
I don't know, how would the Rambam read that Gemara? Why do you have to throw an Isha Ubanim?
That's all Shiloh.
I'm saying that's why I think that it's much more clear according to the Rush. It's a kash.
You have to think about how the Rambam reads this Gemara. Okay, but no mites, okay, we have to think about it. Maybe we'll think about it. We'll come up with a different shot at the Rambam. Okay, good. So we have Lamaisa, these two sheets. Now, I want to just say, according to the Rambam.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Moed Katan?
Yeah.
Gemara Moed Katan says that it says, Eris is not a mitzvah, Nisuin is a mitzvah?
Yes.
What's the mitzvah? That all the Rishonim agree to that? That Nisuin is it? Like, that's one of the 613 mitzvahs?
One of the Raya's that Nisuin is a separate kingdom. Nisuin is a Gemara of Kedushin.
Right.
If Kedushin is not a mitzvah, how can Nisuin be?
Right, but Nisuin Kuliam Lopligi is a mitzvah?
So the Gemara says it. Bruvu Lamites, I guess.
Why is it not on the list?
You have to say Bruvu, you mean? On a list where?
No, I'm saying why is it not like one of the situations? It's
the
one of
thing,
like it's in
mitzvah kavod. What does the Gemara mean when it says mitzvah kavod?
And it's suing? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it means Bruvu Lamites. I'm not sure, but the Gemara says our Eretz Lo Kavod Mitzvah.
Right. I'm just wondering about Nisuin.
Yeah, it's a question. Gemara says Nisuin is a mitzvah. Okay. Well, let's get to this Nakuda quick because we got a lot to do, Gemara. According to the Rambam, what do we say, Donnie? Of course, Kedushin is a mitzvah, according to the Rosh, it's not. What was the Raya of the Rosh that it's not? Because you could be with a who? Pilegish, right? You could have kids walk with a Pilegish, not out of marriage. Right? What is a Pilegish? So the Gemara says it's an Hedron, and our gear says, Allah Lamaisa, women, when you marry a woman, she has Ksuba and Kedushin. A Pilegish has no Ksuba or Kedushin. That's the Rosh's Girsh. That's the Girsh of the Rosh. And therefore, the Rosh says you can fulfill Peruvu without Kedusha. Okay? You got me? What would the Rambam say to back to that about Pilegish? What would the Rambam say back to that? So the Rambam gave in Hilchos Malachim. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim for Adalah that Pilegish is only mutter for a melech. According to the Rambam, that's not a problem. Because if Pilegish is only mutter for a melech, the Shari Tshuva says because she's going to be afraid of the king and she won't, you know, be mad for herself to other people. So Rambam's L'shitaso, Kedushin is a mitzvah and it has nothing to do, it's divorce from Puruvu. And the bottom line is that the Rosh had a raya that it's a what? That it's not a mitzvah because why? Because the bottom line is you can have kids not through Kedushin, right? So, and what is this proof from? Pilegish, yes? Remember, that's the Rosh's proof. The Rosh's proof is there's no mitzvah kedushin. It's a din of what? There's a din of puruvu. And he says, here you can fulfill through pilegish. So you don't need to have kedushin. So there's no way kedushin has to be a mitzvah, right? But his premise is that kedushin is a what? Is a hekitimsa for puruvu. And I don't have to do kedushin because I can do it through a pilegish. You know what the Rambam says? You can't do it through a pilegish. The only guy that's put to a pilegish is who? Is a melech. That's it. Done. So the Rambam answers that very, very well. Rambam says there's no problem at all. Because a pilegish is only mutter for a melech.
Why do you have to come on to the discussion of pilegish according to the Rambam? According to the Rambam, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that I'm saying it goes well with the Shita of Rambam because the Rambam holds the Shita so that Kedushin is a mitzvah because you can't do it without pilegish. You don't have an out. You know what I'm saying? You don't have an option. I mean, if you hold a Kedushin or a Puruvu, my riot, and therefore...
Meaning he kind of forced his own hand.
Exactly. He forced his own hand because I don't have to... What I don't have to...
I can't fulfill through
the Rush says, I don't have to have Kedushin because why? I can have kids through what? Through a pilegish. Excellent. But according to the Rambam, I don't have that option.
Kedushin has
it's
to
only
be
for a melech, so I have... There's only one way I can have kids, and that's through what? That's through Kedushin. Correct. But the Rambam extends it to say that even an 80-year-old man can have the mitzvah, even though he can't have Peruvu. See, that's another leap, which you didn't necessarily have to do.
Right.
But the Rambam does do that.
What about okay? What about Yibum?
What about, is Yibum a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah. Yeah.
No, if Yibum's a way to have kids without Kedushin.
Yeah, but you don't always
you don't, it's not in your hands, right?
Yeah, you don't have that possibility all the time. It's a good point. Now, I want you to get this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, according to the Rambam and the Amoraim here, is what we said. That regular women is b'ksuv b'kedusha, b'legzak k'suv b'kedusha. The Rosh had that here to do. But there is a Rashi on Chumash. Please get it. Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Vav. Where Rashi says that a b'legish is kedusha without a k'suv. Wow. I mean, the definition of b'legish is you did marry her, but you didn't give her a k'suv. The difference between a married woman and a b'legish is no k'suv. The difference between a married woman and a Pelegis, according to the Rambam and Yadaman, our gear says that there's no Kedushin and there is no Ksuba. There's neither. Okay? So according to Rashi, you cannot fulfill Puravu unless you have Kedushin. And don't give me Pelegis, because Pelegis you also have to do Kedushin. Yes? So the Ramban al-Atayra, right there, the Ramban al-Atayra in Bereishis, says, I cannot believe Rashi what he said. You're going to tell me the only difference between a ksuba, the only difference between a married woman and pilegish is a ksuba? That's ridiculous. Because a pilegish, a ksuba is only what? It's only the Rabbanan. Yes? Ksuba is only the Rabbanan. We're talking on the derisive terms, Donnie. And a ksuba is the Rabbanan. You're going to tell me the one difference between a regular married woman and a pilegish is a ksuba? That's nuts. A ksuba is only the Rabbanan. Ksuba is only the Rabbanan. And the Hevlo Tanishu is only in Ksuba. We pass Ksuba's Rabbanan. The difference has to be Kedushin. The Rabbanan holds like the Rambam. One reason why the Gemara quotes Ksuba is just Derech Agav. But the Iker Chiluk is what? Lack of Kedushin, lack of Ksuba. You follow me? What do you need?
I was thinking, what was Rashi Shita by that? By Ksuba Daraisa?
Oh, so the Lamaisu, I don't know if we have a psak, but I want you to just get this down. The Rush writes, quotes Rabbi Natan, that Ksuba is the Raisa. The Rush quotes Rabbi Natan, the Rush himself argues holds Ksuba is the Rabbanan. The Rambam holds in period, Yudalach HaZayin, which I gave you, Nufasishus, that Ksuba is the Rabbanan. So therefore, anyone who claims that Ksuba is the Rabbanan must say what? Must say the acre difference in America like his lack of Kedusha and Ksuba. Cannot just speak Suba, okay? Cannot just speak Suba. There is no Eitzah for a Hedyot to be with a Pilegish, according to the Rambam. It's only Mutter for a Melech. That's it. Now, Rav Ron Swag Shlik, that's all Shlik, I want you to get it, that even though Rambam writes in Perek Yudal of Zion, that's Ksuba the Rabbanan, but it's a Kiyum Diraisa. The Rambam has it in the Koteris. The Rambam writes in the Koteris that a Ksuba, the Ksuba's Rabbanan, what's it doing in the Koteris? You know, the Koteris is the crown. When the Rambam begins the procedures, he says Ksuba. He says the word ksuba. Ksuba drobolon. Thank you, Kamil. Ksuba drobolon. So, but he holds that it proves the airspace of the marriage. He loves her so much that when he marries her, he says there'll be divorce or he dies, she'll be taken care of financially. So it improves the airspace of the marriage. God confuses kedushin to the marriage in a sense, what a ksuba does. So even though it's a chiyuv b'drobonon, but once you put it in, it's a kiyum d'oraisa. That's what he wanted to tie it. If you look in the Rambam, the beginning of the Bosishas, the Rambam has this poor runs this beautiful Mahalik, that's a Kiyum in the Rabbanan, but it certainly is a Kiyum what? Kiyum in a Tayr. Certainly is a Kiyum in a Tayr. He says, Lisa Isha Biksuba Bikudush, right here, Daniel. That's called the Koteris, before he starts to say it. So what's he talking about a Ksuba for? Ksuba is the Rabbanan. The Kiyum, to give it to his Rabbanan. But once you have a chiyu, once you put it in, it makes it, you have a fulfillment on a level of your rice. You understand what I mean? That's what it means. It's a chiyu, but it's a chiyu the one. It's a kiyu of your rice. Okay. So that's why I want you to know there is a third sheet the Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvahs, not the Ramban, it's the Chuvas. The Ramban at Kufi Gimel claims he has a different gear than the Rambam, very different gear than the Rambam. He claims that if he likes it, it is what would happen. So it's, I want you to get this down. So it's a third sheetah now. The Rambam holds that what? Kedushin is a mitzvah. The Rosh holds that what? Kedushin is what? Not a mitzvah, but it's a chitimsa, it's a vehicle to get the pruvu. There's a third sheetah that the Rambam holds that Kedushin is a mitzvah, but it's also mutter for any guy to be with a hedjit. See, we had neatly put it together. The Rambam holds it's a mitzvah, Pilegish is only mutter for a melech, yes? Rosh's Kedusha is not a mitzvah, anyone's book to do a hedge, right? Now we have the middle shita. The Rabban holds it, the Rambam holds it's a mitzvah, kedushin, but there isn't a possibility to have it with a what? There is a possibility for, he had a girsurama, that a hedgehog, not just a melech, could have a pilegish. Could be with a pilegish, okay? Could, yes. He has a girsurama that we don't have. Not so well known. I didn't see the Dvar Yaakov in quoted, I don't know if the Sifta quoted it, but it's famous. The Ramban in the Chubas says in Mitzvah Kufi Gimel, I think the Rav used to quote this, Ramban in the Chubas. Okay? It's a Ramban in the Chubas. Kufi Gimel. Okay? You got it? Okay. I would just respond to you that the Rambam has this Gemara, the Rosh has one. Gotham Bay, we're going to have to think about that Daniel brought up. But the Rambam has our Gemara, the Rosh has Moed Katan. If I would ask you, how would the Rosh read our Gemara? So that's what I'm suggesting from the Dvar Yaakov, that it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. You know what hechsher means? What does hechsher mean? Step before, preparatory step. It's a hechsher mitzvah purvu. And by a hechsher mitzvah, you'll say the klal mitzvah by Yotz Mishluchol, which if we have time today, we'll get to. Please get it. We'll get to it. The Rosh used to try to bake his matzahs himself, even though baking matzah is only a hechsher. It's a preparatory step.
That's Shitas HaRosh?
The Rosh, yeah. It's unbelievable. Get it down. Shulchan Aruch Siman Tov Samach Siv Beis. The Rosh Hayin Ishtabo Ba'atzva Afiyas Matzah. He would try himself Ba'afiyas Matzah. Right? Why does it say Ishtadal? Why doesn't it say mitzvah? So the Rosh is being mechadesh that even by a hechsher mitzvah, we say mitzvah bo yosu mibishlucho. Even by a hechsher mitzvah. It's unbelievable. The Machar actually quotes the Rosh's name. He says the Rosh would try to bake it himself. Why did he say that? Why didn't he just say that there's a mitzvah? Because it's a hechsher mitzvah, Rosh Hashanah. So that's what we can suggest. Maybe the Rosh holds that when the Gemara says mitzvah, means it's a hechsher. The hechsher and that hechsher mitzvah you should try to do yourself, even though it's hechsher. According to the Rambam, you have no riot. Because when the Gemara says mitzvah, what does it mean? Mitzvah mamish. According to the Rambam, you have no riot that by a hechsher mitzvah we say mitzvah by Yosef Mishlukum. But by the Rosh, you have it. Okay? We got this chlor? Yeah? Okay, good. That's the first mahalach I really wanted you to get chlor, okay? I really wanted you to get this chlor. Let's think about that. Maybe another, in the koil, I don't think we're done with the kapuras though, but something to think about. Okay, you ready? This takes us to the next step, okay? Let's get to the second mahalach, and then I want you to get to the tais. You have something at one, or you don't?
Today I do not.
You do not?
Generally I have your day issue.
Generally with Sarfati?
Yoridea. Yoridea.
Today you know. Okay. No. What day do you have it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Every day.
Every day, but just not today?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So do we go a little... You have something at 1? Okay, so maybe we'll go a little further. 1:10 maybe. Okay, not too far. But let's see now. With the sheet, is that all right? We'll go a little... Yeah? So let's get this now. Second Mahalo. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mitzvah bo yosu mishlucho. You see Rashi? Rashi says, "Mitzvah by Yotz Mishlucho, the Asik Gufo ba Mitzvus Mekabel Schar Tvei." When your body gets enwrapped and is involved in mitzvahs, you get that much more reward. Mitzvah by Yotz Mishlucho, the Asik Gufo ba Mitzvus Mekabel Schar Tvei. Yeah, that's what Rashi says here. Actually, it says on the bottom it goes to the mitzvah. I think it's a good aura. We're not talking about mitzvahs, right? We're talking about the mitzvah hand here, right? Mitzvah by Yosef Mishlucho. So, the Riyaz Zaken says the same thing. You see the Riyaz Zaken? Look at the Riyaz Zaken. You got it there, Donnie? Riyaz Zaken says, Mitzvah bo kol mitzvah shu tell us alav yasek gubalo yedishnik. So, I think from Rashi, and the Riyaz Zaken, this is a klal by all mitzvahs. Not just the mitzvah of Kiddush and Kavod Shabbos. There's a klal by all mitzvahs in the Torah. So says the Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Nun, Sifkat and Beis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Nun, Sifkat and Beis. Okay? In Simon Reishnu and Sivkan Beis, he quotes the what? He quotes the Sivkan Gimel, actually, Simon Reishnu. The Magen Avraham is Simon Reishnu and Sivkan Beis. The Mishnah Brura is Simon Reishnu and Sivkan Gimel. That this cloud of mitzvah Yosef Shluchos is not just limited to Kiddushin and Kavod Shabbos, but it applies to all mitzvahs. However, the Pesachei Tshuva, on the bottom of the page of Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezra, Simon Mamanei Sivkan Beis, quotes from the Sefer Yad HaMelech. Yad HaMelech. The Sefer Yad HaMelech says that this cloud of mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho is only sinned by Kedushin and Kavod Shabbos. That's it. Because of Tam Nachul L'Chalim. And he gives a good svara. And I don't have that sefer. He gives a svara to differentiate. The Pesachei Tshuva says he forgot the Magen Avraham.
What's the svara?
He forgot the Magen Avraham.
What's the svara?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. Maybe we'll come up with a svara. Okay? But Lamaisi says there's a sefer Yad HaMelech that says we only find this by Kedushin and by Kavod Shabbos. That's it. No other mitzvah do we have this called mitzvah Yosef Gufo. And I'm pointing out that I think it's against Rashi, and I think it's against the Riazakin, and certainly against the Magen Avraham. Certainly against the Riazakin and the Magen Avraham. Rashi, you can take out the word mitzvah and mitzvos. From mitzvahs to mitzvah, then you have the right. But I think if you have the gears of mitzvos, he's talking about mitzvos in general. You follow what I'm saying, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to bring up the following question. Is this halacha of mitzvah yosher and mishlucho only limited to mitzvahs? Or does it apply even to hechsher mitzvah? Or will it apply even to a preparatory step? Is it only limited to what? To a mitzvah, mamish? Or does it apply even to a preparatory step of hechsher mitzvah? So l'chura, kavod Shabbos, L'chura Kavod Shabbos is a Hechsher mitzvah. And we still say mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho. So baking matzah, building a sukkah, those are all what? Hechsher mitzvahs. Because the mitzvah by matzah is eating it. The mitzvah by sukkah is sitting in it, right? So baking the matzah and building the matzah are preparatory steps. And you still would say the cloud, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Rosh was mishtadel himself to bake the matzahs. And the Magen Avraham says, because the mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho. You know, why did it say Yishtadel? The Kiddush is because he says you apply it by what? Hechsher mitzvah, Dan. The cloud of mitzvah Yosef Mishlucho applies to Hechsher mitzvah. Yes? Now, if you look in the Rambam, please get it. If you look in the Rambam Zogin, in Per Ilchus Shabbos Perek Lamed Aloch Avav, the Rabbi in Ilchus Shabbos Perek Lamed Aloch Avav says beferish that Achana l'Shabbos is a mitzvah mamish. It's not just a hechsher. There's a mitzvah l'chabed Shabbos v'chal mitzvah. Af chacham yasa Achanas l'Shabbos begufo. The chacham should do it himself. According to the Ber Aloch and Siman Reish Nun Dimaski Yashkim, Sudas Shabbos and Achanas is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So learns the Makne that Achana l'mitzvah is a mitzvah mamish dani. It's mamish, a beautiful comparison. Bakmore! It's a beautiful comparison in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says Kiddushin is a mitzvah, and the Gemara compares it to Kavod Shabbos, which is a mitzvah mamish.
Awesome.
If you learn that it's a hechsher, the comparison is not as good. No? You're comparing a mitzvah Kiddushin to Achana. You're comparing a mitzvah to achone, right? So according to Ram, it's klah. Why is it klah? Let's get it down. Because according to Ram, Kiddushin is a mitzvah on its own, and achone l'shabbos is a mitzvah on its own. You understand? They're both mitzvahs. You got it? You got that down? How's the Rosh going to read the Gemara? Exactly like we said, our Kiddush, that the Gemara when it's a mitzvah meant heksher. And Kavod Shabbos is a hechsher too as well. And that's why the Rosh himself says, Mishtadel! Mishtadel b'afiyas mitzvah! Why Mishtadel? Because it's a hechsher.
How do we know that by Kavod Shabbos the Rosh would say that? We only know by...
Because the way the Rosh is going to have to read the Gemara, Halakha,
so we're just assuming that the Rosh would say
that. We're assuming that. I have no raya for them. It's two of three. He says it by the institution, and he says it by Afiyas Matzah. So why be Mechalik? That's how he's going to read the Gemara. It's glatter that way. Smooth. According to the Ram, across it's a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, across it's what? You hear what I'm saying? This is the Chiddush we want to bring out. How to read the Gemara. Follow what I'm saying? You cannot forget the Gemara's comparing condition called the Shabbos. So I'm saying, if they're both mitzvahs on their own, like the Rambam, then it works very gladly. Gladly means cleanly, smoothly. According to the Rosh, maybe it's a kedusha, it's only a hechsher. Kavod Shabbos is hechsher, and we find baking was hechsher. Daniel say, where's the marker that covered your right? But that's what I'm assuming. Halacha l'maaseh. Okay? But Mechad is not reading a mark. Yeah, you hear what I'm saying? Melim came. Donnie, you got it? See, there are two ways to read a Gemara. You can read it. The Gemara can appear as Kiddush Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos comparing because each one is a mitzvah. Rambam says in the Kiddush, Rambam says it was Shabbos. According to the Rosh, Kiddush where he read is a Hechsher. So he reads the Gemara here, mitzvah not being a mitzvah, it's a Hechsher. Kavod Shabbos is a Hechsher, and baking we find is a Hechsher. Yeah? Okay. I want to point out that Rav Gorin's at Zal. Murder of Gorin? He was a great chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, going old, knew Yishalvi's Baal Peh. And he blew the shofar. You ever saw that picture blowing the shofar at the six-day war by the Kaisel? We captured it. He's blowing a shofar. He was a great gong. You've seen the picture, yeah? Great gong. Mamshu Kol Torakula. Yishalvi's Mamshu Baal Peh. So, I remember Shek Tishnu sent over that he came to give a guest shir in Hawaii, late 60s. The Rav was Mechavin to give a shir. And he said the following Shtigl Torah. He said the following Shtigl Torah from the Nitziv. The Rav said he never heard of this Nitziv. And Rav Shagun pointed out, all the good offer of the Nitziv. Alright, but the Rav, right? So Lamai said, Sir, I might have been even in this classroom. Sir, Rav Gorin said the Nitziv writes in the Emek Sheil Zosav Rav Akuf Samech Tes. Stechemic quotes, listen to this. He has this Shiloh. By a Hechsher mitzvah, do we say mitzvah Yosem Yishluch or not? So you know what he says? He develops the following theory. He says you only say mitzvah Yosem Yishluch on a mitzvah that is a Hechsher mitzvah if it's Mefurish Bekra. You know what Mefurish Bekra means? Explicitly in Chumash. If the Torah says you explicitly in Chumash, you got to do it.
Navi count. Does Navi
what,
count?
What? Give me examples.
Kavod Shabbos.
Kavod Shabbos, it says what? Vehechinu es asher yaviyu.
Oh, but that's not talking
about... Parshas Aman, no?
That's not talking about Kavod Shabbos. That's not talking about...
It says Vehechinu es asher yaviyu. What did it say by Sukkah? Chaka Sukkahs, Tasa Lecha. It says make it. By Matzah, what does it say? Shmartim es amatzis. By Kiddushin, what does it say? Ki yikach. But any other extra mitzvah where it's not before Shikra, you don't say it. So you see that what is Kavanah was, it's the Hachana is written in the Pasuk, it's a chelik of the mitzvah. So the Nitziv has this theory that if the Torah writes it explicitly, then you apply the principle of mitzvah yosem shlucha. He also says you apply the principle of osu mitzvah patam and mitzvah. He has all this to chidushim over there. And this one too. That was the Nitziv that Rav Gorin said over. The Rav said the next day, and she had never heard of this Nitziv. But Lamaisa, this is what the Nitziv is saying. So I think you could read the Gemara well too. Why? Because Kedushin is Kiyikach. Yes? It's a Hechsher mitzvah to get the Purvu, and it's written in the Chumash. And Kavod Shabbos is written in the Chumash like that too. Assuming that it's a Hechsher mitzvah. So that's a third way, I think, to read the Gemara. What are the three ways to read the Gemara? Going to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, Kiddush on its own. Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah on its own. Beautiful comparison. Mitzvah. Yes? Going to the Rosh, how you read the Gemara? Extra mitzvah, excellent. Extra mitzvah, Kiddush for Purvu. Extra mitzvah, Kavod Shabbos for Shabbos. Yes? How do you read according to the Nitziv? Hechsher mitzvah written in the Chumash, you say mitzvah Yosher as well. Give me two examples of those. Kiddushin, Kiyikach, and Kavod Shabbos. That's a third way to read a Gemara. Okay? But he, according to the Tziv, you will not say Hechsher mitzvah Yosher from every Hechsher mitzvah. Only Hechsher mitzvah that are mefurish b'krov. Okay? You got me? Okay, good. So that's the third way to read a Gemara. I do want to just point out, let's just get it. Halacha l'maaseh. According to the Rambam, still part of this Mahalik, in this whole Mahalik, in this section, the Gemara's Lashon was what, Donnie? Mitzvah, yes? What's the Rambam's Lashon? Compare Gimel Lachy and Tess of Lazishis. Mitzvah the Shekadish Adam Ba'atzma. He echoes the Lashon of the Gemara of the Thayrish. Okay? Yes? What's the problem, though? Hilchos Shabbos. What did it say in Hilchos Shabbos? Perek Lamed Allah above in the Rambam. Chayiv Lasas Dvarim Shem Letzorach Shabbos Shabbukufo. But what did it say in Shulchan Aruch? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Sim Reish Nun Sif Aleph Orachan Yishtadel Lachim Basma. If the Rambam said Chayiv, why does Shulchan Aruch change his Lashon in the Rambam? Yes? That's one kasha. Yeah? The Rambam says, Chayim Adam Lassos Achon Lashav Basma. What's the Lashon of the Mechaber? Yishtadl. Why does he change it? Yishtadl means try, right? The Rambam says Chayim, the Rambam says Chayim. That's one kasha. Number two is the Ber Alochid, on that Reish Nun Sifal of Dimaski Yishtadl, asks on the Rambam, why did the Gemara use the expression Chayim when the Gemara said only what? Mitzvah boy also mishlufo, yes? The Rambam said what? Two kashas. Why did the Mechaber deviate from the Lashon of the Rambam? Yes? That's number one. The Rambam said, Chai lasos b'shabes, the Gemara said only what? Yishtab, Mechaber said yishtab. Number two, what's number two kasha? The Gemara said, Mitzvah boy also mishlufo. It didn't say Chai, the Rambam says Chai. So the Bir Halacha answers, the Rambam does not mean a chiyuv gavra, it means ke'en chol. The Rambam doesn't mean chayav mamish, it means yishtadl. That's what the Rambam means. The Rambam meant like the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? That's what the Bir Halacha says. He didn't mean chayav mamish, he meant you have to be yishtadl. Yes? Says the Dvar Yaakov Shamati with Taritz. He says, I think I heard an answer. It says, Shamati with Taritz. What's the Taritz? The Taritz is, and I want you to get this, is that Lamaisa, there is a mitzvah Yosef Mishlukalini Kedushin Shar mitzvahs. The Mele, Kavod Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Dafka Bo as well. For Kavod Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv as well. For Kavod Shabbos, there is a Chiyuv as well, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Yeah? So for Kavod Shabbos, there is a Chiyuv. So it could be, since there's an antithesis that you do it yourself, there's more Kavod Shabbos. Every mitzvah, whether the mitzvah of Shlucho, linen Shabbos, you're chayav to do it yourself, both there's more Kavod for Shabbos. See, there might be an Indian that if you do it yourself, the gadol, the chacham, then there's more Kavod for Shabbos. So maybe that's an answer, what you could say, that it becomes chayav. You follow what I'm saying? You have to be chayiv because the bottom line is if the notion of mitzvah yosef mishlucha is the what? Is that there's a preference that you should do it yourself, but by kavod shabbos, there's that much more kavod shabbos when you do it yourself. You understand what I'm saying? See, normally by mitzvah yosef mishlucha, what is it? The mitzvah can be done in two ways, yourself or someone else. But there's a preference you do it yourself. But at the end of the day, the mitzvah what? The mitzvah itself qualitatively is the same. You follow me? But by Kavod Shabbos, you doing yourself enhances in such a way that qualitatively, okay? You follow what I'm saying? That qualitatively it becomes a what? Becomes much more powerful. It's qualitatively a different type of mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam might use the expression of chayim. You follow me? When it comes to Kavod Shabbos. Which maybe we're going to get back to this far a little bit tomorrow.
Mechaber wouldn't assume like that Chiluk, that there's no qualitative, that there's no qualitative difference between Shabbos and...
By the Mechaber saying Yishtadol, you're saying maybe the Mechaber's denying it, you're saying. Could be, but Lamaisa, it could be, it's possible to say that, you know, that is possible. Why is it Yishtadol? But Lamaisa, I want you to, you follow what I'm saying? This is the Hezbollah we want to suggest. Alach Lamaisa, okay? All right. Now let's close with the last two Tosfos, okay? After the first Tosfos, let's close with that. And then tomorrow, we have to go on about Kavod Shabbos and also the fact that the Gemara said is a mitzvah by the woman. What kind of mitzvah is by the woman? You take one thing at a time. You got me, Donnie, getting everything? Proud of you. You got it? You have a kasha, you ask me, okay? All right, let's see the top Tosfos. We always say you can't skin. Let's see the top Tosfos. Aish mekadosh hash b'shluchu mekadosh bo meboy vein shayach l'tarat tzocha lav dafka rotzel lomar lozu asu lo shayach l'shnu yehochi al b'shtei babes al b'shtei tevis lo. So Tosu said, the Gemara asked Akashi, if a person can be mekadosh through a shliach, so how much more so can he be mekadosh through who? Through the guy himself. Why didn't the Gemara give the following teretz? There's a style in Shas of Tanoim when they write called Lozu Afsu. What is Lozu Afsu? You have a bunch of cases in the Mishnah, and you're building up to the biggest Chiddush. You leave the Chiddush for the last case. You follow me, Daniel? The first place is a double Pashut. So that would have been a good answer, no? A Kaddish Bo, Ubishlubo, with him is Pashut, just leading up the Chiddush, yeah? So Tosfos says, no, I don't like that teretz because you only say it after two babas. Baba means cases, like a whole sentence. But if it's just words alone, it's hard to say. Now, what's the svara? The Atzmus Yosef says the svara is as follows. And the Birsheva and the Atzmus Yosef say, see, the Rabbi Kivay has been signed to Birsheva. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So you look up the Birsheva. I didn't look it up, but the Vayakov quotes him. Birsheva and Hurrius and Atzmus Yosef, they both say, see, if you have two babas, see, Rebbe's right, you know, Rabbin HaKadosh wrote the Mishnayos, you know. So he's writing the first case. You follow me, Daniel? That takes a long time. You write a whole sentence. So, and then it turns out he's about to write the second sentence. You realize the second sentence has a Chiddush, and the first sentence, the first case now, the first sentence is Pashut. But he's not going to erase it since he spent so much time on the first sentence. You follow me? When you deal with two words, though, hard to believe. You write one word and then you read another word. It's hard to believe that Halach Lamaisa, that, you know, he didn't think about, you know, what he was going to do with the second Chiddush, second case, and thereby, why would he write the first? So to say Lozu Afsu on two words is very difficult. You got me? That's exactly what Tosfos says. So that's the Hezbra of the Birsheva, not just Yosef. Okay? Halach Lamaisa. One Baba, it's not Shaka's Hinnah. What's two other Shaka? I want you to get this. The Tos HaRosh and the Ritva answer Tos's kasha by saying any time that you know a svar as to why it says both, don't say Lozu Afsu. Lozu Afsu is the last resort. You follow me? So that's why the Gemara didn't say Lozu Afsu. Okay, let's get that down. We didn't say Lozu Afsu because only saying if you have no other answer. They had another answer in the Gemara. The other answer was what, Donnie? Mitzvah bo yotzer v'mishlucho. Why did the Gemara just say Lozu Afsu? Because only give that a last resort. That's what the Rosh and Rufus say. What does the Ma'aribi Rav say? The Ma'aribi Rav and the Pnei Yeshua said, listen to this. There is a Chiddush. If there is a Chiddush, you say Lozu Afsu. There's a Chiddush in the Ration. There's got to be somewhat of a Chiddush. You build up to the bigger Chiddush, but there's some in the previous case, you have five cases. So the fifth case has the biggest Chiddush. But 1 through 4 also have a bit of a chiddush. But if the number one has no chiddush, also number pashut, then you also don't say lozu afsu. And the first one is pashut that a man can mekadosh a woman. Bo is pashut. So you're not going to say lozu afsu. You follow me? Okay. Now here you got it. Now these are the three svaras we're saying for the chat and the dice. Number one, you only say with the two sentences. Number two is the Tosfos HaRosh and Rifa that say, if it is a time of furish, you don't rely on Lozu Afsu. And the third one is the Ma'ariv Rabbi Yehoshua say you only see those who have, if 1 through 4 have a little bit of a chiddush. One has no chiddush at all, so why say it? That's the first taisis. First taisis with the first taisis with the Shad, the Resheva, and the Atzis. Yeah, so then there's two other tirutz. Okay, let's see the next taisis, and then we'll close. Okay? Pick it up tomorrow. Hopefully that guy Bach will hear you well a little. Okay? Yeah? All right. Let's see the next taisis, then we'll close. What does the next taisis say? Next taisis says as follows. The Gemara said, "Alehi itmar Rav Yosef asefe itmar." So Rav Yosef that said the phrase, "Mitzvah bo Yosef Mishluch," was going on in the sefer. We're talking about a woman getting married. It's more of a woman to be her own shliach than to appoint a shliach on her behalf. Yes. Yeah. Wasn't the second answer to the Gemara is that what? Is that there's more of a mitzvah on her to accept the Kedusha rather than what? Rather than appoint a shliach, yes? So what does Taisa say? L'hachi l'muki ha-reisha k'gon shemakirin. What does Taisa say? We didn't establish the second answer to the Gemara says mitzvah Yerushalayim is going on the Sefer, not on the Reisha. Why is it not talking about on the Reisha? You tell me, why is it not talking about the Reisha? Because Gagon Shu what? Gagon Shu Makira. Like you said in Seder, very good now. He recognized it 2 months before. He knows what she looks like. So if you know what she looks like, how do you know there's a what? You don't have to see her. So there's no Issa anymore. So maybe Rav Yosef said that in that case is a Mitzvah Mekadosh. In other words, I can give you a case. Remember I said that the first answer of the Gemara wants to say that there's a Mitzvah to what? Maybe I could give the way we want to say this, if there's a timso, then there's a mitzvah to marry her. Yes? Despite the fact that there's no iser to see her. There's no iser, you haven't seen her. You saw her already. So maybe that's where Yosef wanted to type, that in the first day of the Gemara, that's another pshat that we can say. How do we be matzvah? It's either a mitzvah or a what? It's either a mitzvah or a matzvah. But maybe the chiddush of the first day also, it's a mitzvah even when there is no iser. You follow me? And what would that be is where he recognizes her. It's where he recognizes her. So the problem with that is because how would you know? Mishum the Muhammad, no way. How do you know Mishum the where he recognizes her? Mishum the Muhammad, no way. How do you know Mishum the where he recognizes her? Maybe it's talking about a case of both cases. Could be talking about a case where he knows her, talking about a case where he doesn't know her. And even there's Nisr. And even there's an Isser Makadosh Shlishlich. And the Mishnah says what? Where it's up, where you can Makadosh yourself, it's us to do it through a Shlich. Umilson of Yosef Oneida, and the Chiddush of Yosef would not know. Because the Mishnah's talking about a case where he doesn't recognize her. Therefore, there's an Isser. But how do you know where there is no Isser that there's a where there's a mitzvah? You understand what I'm saying? How do you know there is no Isser there's a mitzvah? Is that the more answers? I say fit mark. The woman, there's no issur, but besides that, there's a mitzvah. So that stresses the point when I said the first day holds the mitzvah, not just a matzah. It's a mitzvah not only when there's an issur, but there's a mitzvah also where there is no issur. You follow me? Mm-hmm. That's what you gain out of saying that it's a mitzvah too as well. It's not just an issur of not seeing her beforehand, but the maisit, it would be, sets up a scenario where there's a mitzvah. And that mitzvah is even when there's no issur, namely with her. So that's what he means to say. But when Tzak, Eli Yitmar, I say that Merlach, he's not going in the Ration, he's going in Shemakir, and he recognizes her. So therefore, there'll be no issur. We shoot them in the home, and no way, I can only shoot them on that. Do us this marry, man, makir, and man, makir. So, different types, both types, even when you don't even know her. But I feel he's sure he can listen to her, he's one of them. And even in case you don't know, we don't know her, and there would be an issur. Even in that case, Lamaisa, there would be a what? And there would be an Isser. Tell me where you can account to yourself, there's still a what? There's still an Isser. Where you can account to yourself, it's still an Isser. Since you can account to yourself, Lamaisa, it's us that do it through the Shliach. That's what he means, Mishnah Mahal. And Mishnah Stam Yachinish. And even if you can account to yourself, it's what? It's also to be Kaddish or what? Through a shliach. And I don't know the statement of Yosef. What do you mean I don't know the statement of Yosef? I wouldn't know Rabbi Yosef. What did Rabbi Yosef say? That even when there's no Isser, there's still a mitzvah you should do it what? You should do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the mitzvah why the Gemara, that's the Hezber in the Sefer. That's the Hezber in the second Lashon, Halacha L'maisa. Okay? The Mishnah says, the Kadesh has bought it, tell me, even if there's no Isser, there still is what? There still is a mitzvah. So that would have been, I wouldn't know the statement of Yosef, and that's what Yosef is trying to bring to the table. But there's a mitzvah to do yourself, even if there's no what? Even if there's no Isser. So we said it's an Isser, only a matra, or it's a mitzvah, and a matra. But the mitzvah exists even also when there is no Isser. I don't think I stressed that before. So it comes out according to that thing, there's a mitzvah, even if there's what? There's a mitzvah, even if there is no what? There is no Isser at all. Allah Kalam Maisa. That's what I think comes out from this particular Tosis as well, that not only is it a mitzvah, why be mechadesh, it's a mitzvah even what? Why be mechadesh, it's a mitzvah even when there is no Israel. And the Rabbi Yosef, we don't wouldn't know because you can say Mishnah over his name, Akira, there's this Makaj and Ishliya. How do you know when there's no Israel? I and Ishliya, you go to Makira. Nevertheless, how would you know that? Even if there's no Israel, there's still a mitzvah, Lamaisa. And there is still such a mitzvah, and that's exactly what the Gemara is answering in the second line. Okay? Even if there's no mitzvah, there's a mitzvah Yosef Mishlucha. Okay, you got me, Donnie? Yeah, Daniel Clore? Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. You can pick it up tomorrow with the show. Okay? We'll keep it at noon. Tomorrow we'll stop at noon.